Yeah, thanks, Kieran Hollows. Well, surely we're having a wonderful time here in Philadelphia as we welcome all our listeners back home, be it on air, on FM, or if you're listening online, wherever you are in the world, welcome along to Glen Mills Schools in Pennsylvania today. We are, of course, here for the football tournament as part of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative event, where we are linking up Donegal communities on the international stage. We're here as part of this competition. And football's been played since 9 o'clock this morning here up at the school's grounds, which is about, what, 1 o'clock back home with you, Kieran. There's teams associated with Donegal here today from Donegal, Philadelphia. We've got Donegal, Boston. I think they're playing at the moment. Donegal, New York's here. Yeah, one or two there. We'll get speaking to a few of them shortly. And obviously we've got our very own Donegal Masters who have joined us. They're having a big week, so they are. They won their first game. They beat New York, so they did. We'll be speaking to a few of those shortly. And who did I miss? Anybody out there? Glasgow's here today as well. London are here. Where's the cheer, Conor Gerds? Yeah. They've just won the ladies' tournament, so we're gonna do the cup presentation very, very shortly with them as well. So we've had a great day so far, but there's still lots of more football to come here at the grounds. My right-hand man, our big match pundit, Brendan Devaney, is joining me. Brendan, is fantastic up here at the Glen Mills School, so it is, and brilliant atmosphere. A super idea to get all these teams here to come and kick a ball around and have a bit of a competition, but it's been a mighty day so far.
Yeah, fantastic, Oisín, and just to see everybody up here, the crowds, the buzz, the Donegal connections out here, it's fantastic to see, and the atmosphere around it since we've landed has been first class. Everybody's been brilliant.
Yeah, we've got players here who have won county titles back home with their clubs. They've had to move away from home. We're going to hear about their stories and what their stories are from home and where they are now and what they're doing. There's so many stories from so many Donegal people who have made their way here for this competition. We're going to bring in two of the organisers. Kieran Porter has joined us. Connor Gibbons has joined us as well. Kieran, we'll start with you. It's a fantastic day here. It's been a brilliant competition. Everybody's loving it. The atmosphere is class, so it is, and the feedback has been phenomenal.
Yeah, Oisín, it's been great so far, and the sun's starting to come out now too, so it'll be even better. But it's fantastic to just see the teams coming together and getting the games going from 9 o'clock this morning. It's been great.
Yeah, it certainly has. There's lots more to come. The Charlie McIlwee Memorial Cup was up for grabs today. Of course, Charlie was heavily involved with Donegal, Philadelphia, with the Gaels here, and it was very, very fitting that you guys decided to name the cup after Charlie.
Very fitting. Like, Charlie's one of the founding members of the Donegal Gaelic Football Club. And to have this nice memorial trophy for Charlie handed out today is going to be great.
Originally from Glenfinn, we'll talk to Connor Gibbons from Donegal, Dubai. How are you doing, Connor?
All good, Oisín, all good.
Listen, you were on with Brendan during the week on the DEL debate. You had a bit of a long trek. I suppose it's mixed feelings for you today because you've left all your mates and all your teammates back home in Dubai, who obviously for certain reasons, what's going on in the international world today, they can't get out of there. You managed to get here, so as part of the organisers, it's very, very positive, but I'm sure you're a bit disappointed that the guys couldn't be here to experience all this too.
Yeah, of course. Obviously disappointing the crew from Dubai couldn't make it over, but look, still a fantastic weekend here already, and everyone back over in Dubai knows that they'll be ready for the next one, so they will. So they're already penciling it in. Great atmosphere here, great buzz, and yeah, looking forward to the rest of the weekend here.
You two guys had a conversation. How long ago was that about organising an event like this, Kieran?
That's probably about 18 months ago, Oisín. Yeah, we were talking, Gibby was starting up the Dubai club, and we were just like, you know what, we'll grow your club if you come to America and have a bit of crack. And then we're just, look at all the clubs we have here now with the Donegal connection.
Yeah, there's thousands of Irish in Philadelphia. We were told yesterday that there's 22,000 Irish in the Delco area alone, and there's a big part of that's from Donegal, and we can see it here today, so we can't care.
It is great, and you know, when Visit Delco, the community come in behind us, so that partnership's been good because there's so many immigrants, and especially Donegal people move to Delaware County.
Okay, give it back to Connor there. What's the football been like? You've watched a few games, Connor.
I know, very good standard so far, definitely. Be looking forward to seeing who lifts the cup at the end of the day here.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple of results so far. Tyrconnell Gaels, this is the men's section. Tyrconnell Gaels 2-12, Philadelphia 4 points. Boston also beat Philadelphia. God, they're going to have one up on them. Hi, Kieran.
Oh, no.
1-9-4 was how that finished. The Donegal Masters beat New York. They scored three goals, 3-4 and 5, 3-4 to 5 points. They won their opening game. Have you played your second match yet? You've lost. Who beat you?
Boston.
Huh?
Boston down there.
Right. Oh, okay. Boston didn't go too good. A cricket score. Anyway, there's another one to come. You'll bounce back. So then, looking at that, are Boston's seen now as the favourites, Kieran?
Hot favourites. Boston always travel well, so yeah.
Right.
Plenty of boys here to try and take the win from them.
Right. There's still a couple more games to go, but
for sure.
It's all right to lose one. You might just need that wee kick in the backside to go again. So you watched Boston there, their last game, didn't you?
What's that?
Watched Boston?
Yeah, no,
good enough.
Game, but no, I still fancy the Masters boys to come back in it. Like.
Yeah. You know, Connor, you know a lot of these guys with the different clubs that are here, because you played a lot of ball, obviously, with St. Unions. You've been in your travels around the world as well. What's it like meeting up on them again and having conversations? And
oh, no, great crack. Even last night, bumping into fellas like Corey Gallagher from Dunlow, who's up in Boston, and Jason Nocter and boys like that. I see Peter McAniff's down there too. I haven't got a word with him yet. He's down with New York, like, so plenty of yarns to be had now over the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, certainly so. Just on yesterday, Kieran, before we finish up with you guys, we had the business forum. We done a live broadcast from the end of it yesterday. We had a wonderful time. So we did. It was brilliant speaking to so many people. I love talking with Anne Colley, who got the business award of the year. But day one yesterday was hugely successful for you, so it was. It probably couldn't have gone any better, Kieran.
No, yesterday was fantastic, and what a foundation to build this weekend on. You know, the connections and the people that we got together with yesterday was great.
Yeah, and we're continuing it on today. There's still lots more to come. We'll catch up later on again, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
That's Kieran Porter, a native of Rafo.
That's it.
Yeah, we've got a good St. Unions man and Connor Gibbons. Gibby's with us as well. There's lots of Chrysler people in. We've got Kilmacrennan people in. There's Terman. There's Mickey Joe McBride. How you all doing? And Seamus Sweeney. One ahead. He's with Brendan Devaney. Be kind to him now, Brendan.
Yes, well, Seamus, first up, how did you get the nickname The Bully? That's an interesting one.
Oh, it goes back a long way now. I don't know, it goes back generations, so I can't explain it myself.
It's a different style of coaching then, you might say.
Oh, it is. It's different, all right.
You've seen lots over the years. Is this one of the best events you've seen in the area?
Oh, it's great. You know, all the Donegal people are about just brilliant, you know. You meet familiar faces, they're looking at you and you're looking at them, and they're looking a bit older and you're looking a bit older, but you're still there, even watching that Masters down there, watching, you know, get to see Brian McLaughlin.
Yeah. And you said the Boston out-muscled the Masters. Is that what happened down there, somebody was saying?
Oh, well, we're teaching a different types of tactics there, you know. I think the Masters are going back to the old style.
Yes.
You know, so...
Yeah. But, and from the club here, you obviously went down and won New York. You entered the New York Championship. You took a side down there as well.
Well, we won New York in 2007. You know, kind of the reason for that was the football kind of went down a wee bit here. Donegal was very, very strong, and we had a bunch of players here who were just in their prime at the time. And we took a bit of paperwork here and there to get in, so we did get in. Brian McAniff was a good help getting us in there, but we stayed there for 4 years, and we wish we won one, which was good, you know, but. They were more than good, like they were all brilliant. Danny Doohan there was brilliant to us, and James McFadden was good. They were all good, you know, just naming a few locals, and the Malloys were all, I mean, it's more than, didn't want us to win it now, but they were, you know, they were good, you know.
Yeah. How many clubs are operating in the area now, Seamus?
Here, there's three or four football teams here, maybe four, you know, and there's a bunch of hurling teams, and there's a bunch of A's and B and C and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. So big day so far in the tent here. There's going to be a lot of celebration over the next couple of days.
Oh, there will be, which is, well, a lot of the boys will be, I don't think I'll be doing any boozing now, but I think I'm heading home next week again, so keep an eye on the local team at home, and hopefully Jim keeps marching on.
Jim, keep marching on. Good man, Seamus. Good chat.
Good to see Seamus Sweeney here. Up in Philadelphia here for this event. We're going to speak to a couple of the Masters men. Brendan, I'll send you that direction. Eddie Crawford's there, the manager. We'll get a word with one or two of them. Christy Murray, the Donegal Piper. On over, Christy. Over you come. Christy, good to see you. How's things?
Oh, great. Having a great time.
You got to lead out the ladies for the final. So you did.
That was cool. I did four games there. I'm waiting for the final of the men's now, so busy day.
Busy day, sure. You've had a busy couple of weeks. You've been over here a while, haven't you?
Yeah, the head's getting sore. Yeah, I've been well looked after. Carmel and Louis and John and Una, so we've been very lucky. We have a big referral connection over here and a lot of relations as well, so made very much at home.
Good stuff. Well, enjoy the rest of the stay. Oh, the pipes are tuned up well, they're sounding well there.
Oh, you'll hear them, don't worry.
Good to see you, Donegal Piper. Chris, up Donegal! I'm going to talk to the Cheer Connell ladies. Come on over, Emer and Anne, is it? Give them a round of applause. Anya and Emer. Emer Alcorn from Garton and Anya Fagan, is that right?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Anya?
I'm from Knobbern, County Meath. Yeah. Someone has to be from there. So.
Well, listen, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Ladies champions of the inaugural Gaelic football tournament of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative. Well done. You beat Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
You said a good one.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It was nice, yeah.
Good stuff. What's the experience been like, Emer, over here for you?
Brilliant couple of days. We're really, really enjoying it. Today now, we're looking forward to... We got our game over, a nice one.
You so can relax.
Looking forward to the rest of the day. Yeah,
but Anya, from a group point of view, how important is it for you to come away and get involved? Because like it's a big bonding event too, yeah, for the girls as a group.
Yeah, no, a huge bonding event, and it's great to have such a big group of girls over to buy into it. And, you know, just great experience and you make memories. And, yeah, it's great for the team and the club.
Good stuff. What position do you play now?
I'm a back.
Right, yeah, okay.
I wouldn't have the shooting boots on me now.
So. Yeah, what? Emer, you're a very versatile player. Where are you at the moment?
Yeah, I'm midfield at the moment again.
Very good. And you're the physio as well, are you? Somebody was telling me last night.
We do. We actually have a couple of physios, so we're not too bad, but yeah.
Okay. And how many Donegal girls are part of this team? There's quite a few, isn't there?
We have.
Hands up, who's Donegal? Show me. Yeah.
No,
hands up, who's got a Donegal relation?
A few more that we haven't taken with us.
Yeah. Okay, travel, he's left a few at home.
We left a few at home.
Well, that's a good stuff. Congratulations today on the one.
Perfect.
And enjoy the celebrations. We'll get the presentation here now shortly.
Just give
him a round of applause.
Say hello to Morris Carr, if that's all right.
Yeah,
just a big shout out to Morris Carr. And we miss him. And
he couldn't travel with us. So.
How you
see
doing, Morris?
Yeah,
hopefully he's enjoying our coverage. Thanks, girls. Well done today. That's Anya and Emer. Brendan, go ahead.
Amir, Connor, you were saying that we're just talking there off air. It was a tough battle you had in your last game there, a few scares.
I don't know what the exact word for that game of football was, but it was certainly a higher level intensity than what we're used to. But we've come through it. We've come through it without any injuries, so we're happy enough.
Yeah. Eddie, you'll be doing a bit of physio work on these boys to get them right. The Boston boys would have been in bed the last couple of nights. You weren't really in any bed.
No, we just about made it to our own beds, so we got a good night's sleep last night, so we're here on our third night, so we've got one good night's sleep anyway.
Yeah. And what's it been like? You're down in New York a few days as well, we're doing a wee bit of sightseeing. It's been a great trip so far.
Absolutely amazing, all the boys, we feel like we've been here for 2 weeks, we've done so much, and it's been a great trip so far, and we're really looking forward to the next 2 days here in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And you still think you're going to win this competition though, right?
We were trying to keep that in the down low. Like, we've already lifted the cup here and we've the photographs taken, but the Boston boys aren't here to hear it, so.
100%. Well, wish you well on the rest of the cup.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
That's Connor McShane. I have to say hello to Carl Campbell, originally Hawthorne Heights. He's just landed in. Good to see you, Carl. I'm looking for Joel McInerney. Where is he? Come on up beside me. And Gavin McAvoy. Gentlemen, good to see you. The Cheer Connell Gaels. What's the experience been like here in Philly for you guys? And girls, obviously.
It's been fantastic. Like, the welcome we got already from Philadelphia, especially Kieran here, got us all set up for the last couple of months. So we're just so looking forward to getting over here from the Cheer Connell Gaels in London to support them and just to support the whole Donegal diaspora thing.
He's got off to a good start. You beat Philly. How'd game two go?
We won that as well. No, we're a good goalkeeper, you know. Good goalkeeper,
right.
Gavin here. So,
you're
good.
In between the sticks, Gavin. What's the kick outs like?
Keep him short, keep him quick.
But no, we played well. Gavin's our most decorated player, got the most medals in the club, and also a big part of the club,
okay.
Gavin.
What's the Irish connection, Gavin?
My family are from Wexford. Two of the girls had a youth system
around the neighbourhood where I was born and raised in London, yeah. And that's who I joined when I was 10 years old, and the rest is history.
And you love it?
Love it.
And from a club point of view, Joel, how's things going over there?
It's going really well. Like I say, the club's going from strength to strength. We're lucky, like I say, we got to the final last year, got beat narrowly by North London Shamrocks, so we want to get back there now this year again, and we're going well, good players in, and we've got a lot going on in the club at the minute with the youth and everything else. Yeah. We've got planning permission in there now to build a brand new 15,000 square foot pavilion down in Greenford, and we're starting fundraising with that. There's a calf splat going on the 3rd of May, so there's loads of stuff going on at the minute in there, Ben.
You've won trophy going back home, so you do with the ladies.
With no pressure now in the men, wherever them men are now. Them girls will let the boys know all about that, don't worry.
The men have to step up.
100%.
Gavin, absolutely. You lead from the front, all right?
We're under big pressure now to perform.
Listen, enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks very much, folks.
Guys,
thanks
for talking to us. Right, what we're going to do very quickly is go back to the station and take a commercial break. Join us for more live from Philadelphia after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yeah, thanks, Kieran. Welcome back here to Philadelphia, the Donegal Diaspora Initiative Gaelic Football Tournament. And we've got a packed tent here. We've got the ladies from London. We've got the master men from Donegal. I'm looking around to see who else. Cheer Connell Gales are there. The Boston guys are here. A couple of New Yorkers have made their way to Philly as well. But what we're going to do now, we're going to do this actually live in the radio, so we are here. We're going to do the first ever presentation of the Gaelic Football Tournament here in Philadelphia. And we've got Steve Byrne from Visit Delco, who have been huge supporters of the weekend here, the Diaspora Initiative. I know I spoke to Rob McPherson yesterday, so it had, you were there as well, Steve, and it's very important that you guys got behind this weekend, so, and you can see what it means today again. It was brilliant at the business event yesterday. Now we've got the sports side of things, and what it means to the communities here to have this.
Just everybody being here has been so friendly. It's a weekend-long thing. It's bringing visitors into the county. Tourism in our county is a $1.2 billion industry, so we're just thrilled to bring people in. You mentioned it earlier, 22% of the population in Delaware County, it's 127,000 residents are Irish. And to bring this tournament here, we're really looking forward to it to grow next year and just make it bigger and better. Could not be more happy with the results so far.
Now you have a very important job to do. You have to present this cup to the ladies. Up you go onto the stage. Good man, Steve.
They're looking at me over there. I'm getting nervous now.
Don't be nervous. We're looking for Kieran Porter as well to come up and help out with the presentation. In the meantime, I talked to Simon Gillespie from Ballyshannon. How are you doing? How's life? How's things over here this side of the Atlantic?
Everything's going very good now. I can't complain. Like, just delighted to be a part of this really special occasion here to see Donegal people from all over the world come in and, just celebrate where we're from and see people from all over and just come together today. So, delighted. Thank you for being a part of it.
You recently moved up to Philadelphia, but you spent a lot of time in New York, where you were the games development manager for underage for New York GAA. So you've been knee deep in the activities of the Gaelic Games world over here.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was 13 years in New York, and it was a very special place. But delighted to be a part of the Philadelphia now, and it's just great to see a lot of the kids that would have came up through the youth system now playing today for Donegal team. So sharing that connection from Donegal, from their parents, and hopefully I have a 2-year-old son. Hopefully get to see him play in an event like this someday. That would be very special.
Yeah, I would. You have your Ballyshannon top on you. You never forget the club, do you?
I'll never forget Ballyshannon. I'm very proud to meet Peter Campbell here today. Somebody that I would have grown up with, and Ballyshannon is a big part of who I am, and Donegal as well. Like, so it's just phenomenal to be a part of an occasion like this. Sad to see Brendan Devaney here, though. Like, I had enough run-ins with these unions over the years, but delighted to see them.
We're not going to bring up the unions Ballyshannon thing. We're not. That's not going to happen. So it's not. Thanks to Simon. So we're going to do the presentation. We're going to ask the captain of the Letterkenny, or not the Letterkenny Gales, the Cheer Connell Gales. That's the first slip all weekend. So Eimear Alcorn is captain of the Cheer Connell Gales ladies, and she's going to receive the cup from Steve Byrne of Visit Delco. We'll get the photographs taken as well. And Brendan, we're going to talk to a couple of other people who's in the tent.
Yeah. With Patsy Duddy down there, one of the founding members of Philadelphia. We'll get a word with him now shortly.
Yeah, if he wants to make his way down here. Come on down, Patsy, we'll have a word with you. The photographs continue. A very happy Emer Alcorn. Take the cup to the Gerds. Come on in, Gerds. We'll get the group photograph too. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, it's party time here with the Gerds. Patsy. You're one of the founding members, big Donegal GA men. Brilliant event so far. Great couple of days ahead.
Great time. Yeah.
You're flying the flag for the Donegal crew out here for a long time.
We started the team out here 1980 something.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've been going good for a good few years.
Yeah. And it pulls the whole community together out here. It centres who we are as Donegal people in terms of where you're going to stay, how you're going to work. You tie into the GA and everything else takes care of itself.
That's the GA is the main attraction.
Yes.
It's a great organisation.
Yeah. And what about Donegal then? Do you meet up for games then when Donegal's on TV?
Yeah.
And so the next couple of days here now, there's going to be various events and music and coming together and just a celebration of all things Donegal.
It's a wonderful time for the Donegal people.
Yes.
And actually for everybody that's Irish, you know.
Yes. And the grounds up here, Patsy, do you use this area a lot?
Not exactly around here, no. We would be in a different area.
Yes.
I live about maybe 20 miles from here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where's home place in Donegal?
Churchill, actually.
Churchill, boy.
Yeah.
Just out the road from me. Our noisy neighbours in Churchill.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a daughter married over there.
Yes.
Yeah. She's married to Paul McCormick.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you keep up the good work, Patsy. Great chatting you.
Very good, Brent. Thank you.
Good to see you, Patsy. Make it Joe McBride. Come on down here. I'll have a word with you. We're going to speak to... He's got his... that's Donegal Philly top, is it, you've on you?
No, just Donegal top.
Just,
how's it going, Oisín?
Not too bad, good
are
to see you.
Taking good care of my cousin, Angela?
I am indeed. Well, she's taking good care of me.
Good. I see that.
Yeah, she's taking good care of me. Listen, good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
We're delighted to be here. It's a brilliant atmosphere, isn't it?
Great to have you. I'm glad the weather's holding up for you.
Yeah.
It's starting to warm up now. There's a cold winter.
The sun's out. You had a couple of big snowstorms, didn't you?
We did. We had 30-something inches of snow this winter.
Yeah.
And it's usually 26, but we're a little over average this year.
Right, okay. Tell me, being part of a Donegal community and an Irish community out here, what does it mean? What's it like? What's life like out here?
It's awesome. It's a great camaraderie here. There's a lot of Donegal folk, as you can see, and they're awesome people. We have wonder people in charge, Louis Bradley, Kieran Porter, Una, John McDade. There's a lot of great people involved in the Donegal here, and it's amazing. And it's great to be able to come to these events. I'm here 36 years now, and I love it. Love being Donegal. Love going back. I'm going back next month.
Okay, yeah, very good. What about the football? Will I get a pair of boots for you?
Yeah, I might talk out here yet. Yeah,
good man. Good to see you.
I want to give out a quick shout out.
Go ahead.
Irish Thunder Pipes and Drums will be over in August. And we're going to be, I'm back with my band, I'm marching with them. They will be playing in Kilmacrenan on August 1st at Mary Mac's, and then going on to Donegal Town, staying there. And then on the Sunday, we will be marching in the parade of the Mary from Dunlow. So right, try and get out and support us.
Action packed time then to come. Looking forward to that.
Awesome. Thank you, Oisín. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Take care.
You too. Enjoy the rest of the day. Good man. Okay, we're going to go for another break. And you can join us for more from the Donegal Diaspora Initiative live here from Philadelphia. We're being swarmed by Donegal people. It's a great weekend and we'll have more talk and reaction. Yeah, thanks, Kieran. Welcome back to Philadelphia as we continue our coverage of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative. Day two is the football tournament. And I'm just looking here. Is it the Boston boys you have with you, Brendan?
Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow. The Scots are here, so they are.
I was over recently, actually, at Glasgow Gales. Yes.
Aye.
We're doing our bit, Oisín. We're here. Never. This is Sean Killen from Kerry Keane. Sean, yeah, how long are you playing with the boys?
It'll be 11 years now. Going rightly. Yeah. Going rightly, so we are. Yeah,
yeah. How'd you get on that last game as we're coming up there?
Not too good. They pulled away there at the end. We were tight there at half time, but the legs are giving up just, and the effects from last night is definitely kicking in.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. It catches up with you. We'll call it jet lag, right?
Ah, that's it.
Sean, the Glasgow team, is that from the amalgamation or is it one of the Glasgow teams?
Oh no, this is just Tyrconnell Harps.
Yes.
So we've been going over there. We're nearly, I think it's 93 years we've been going. A couple of different names, but just Tyrconnell Harps.
And so Glasgow Gaels are your rivals, the boys I was with?
They'd be the other team in Glasgow, the West End boys.
West End boys?
We're the originals.
And tell me, you said a bit of fundraising to organise a trip to get it out. It's a big commitment, but one that, you know, I think will be live long in the memories, all the friendships and the people we've met here.
Oh, it was brilliant. As soon as we got the word, the invite forward, we were delighted. We had boys queuing up to book straight away, just for the crack to have a couple hundred Donegal people away and, you know, a bit of football, a bit of drinks, a bit of crack. So what could you go for?
And what does the club mean in Glasgow? Is it, obviously, Donegal lads to the fore in it, but it's a great way for all the Irish and the GAA to connect for work and life.
Oh, it's brilliant. See, the boys are obviously coming over. Not as many from Donegal now. Like we'd probably have more Derry and Belfast fellas in the team than Donegal now. But anybody coming over, like the company we work for, a lot of us work for Advanced Construction. They'll help give us work and help boys with accommodation out there and get them in touch with the football team, play a bit of ball, get to know the Irish fellas about them. Oh, it's a brilliant setup. So it was.
And you can see this diaspora happening again, maybe even some of you are coming to Glasgow?
Not at all. Let's keep it in New York or Boston now. I want an away day. I have no interest in playing in Glasgow.
If ourselves listening, that's it's football he's there for.
Dubai sounds good. I wouldn't mind Dubai.
We'll keep Conor Gibbons very tight. Definitely Dubai sounds like an interesting one. Listen, first Glasgow, Doug. You can look, who have you have to play now?
I think we have the Masters next, and then we have...
Big game. That's a big game.
It is. Well, they're all big games. And then we have Boston after that. And then, geez, that could be us. Am I forgetting someone? Geez, that could be us then, I'd say. That's us then.
And you're organising the tactics and setting up the teams and...
Not too much organising. Hey, if we had a few less pints last night, we'd be better organised, I think.
100%.
Cheers, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Good stuff. Listen, we've got Nathan Mullins beside me. If you don't know Nathan, he played for Donegal in 2017. He is, we can call him an Inish old man, because he grew up down in the Clonmany, Carndonagh directions, and he's one of the main men in O'Reilly Sports who are having a huge weekend. I suppose we'll start with that, because I know we talked to Stephen yesterday at the business event. You guys took on a massive challenge here in kitting out everybody that's involved here this weekend, be it players, officials. It was a huge, huge undertaking. You've got six members of staff with you as well, Nathan, but it's been fantastic from a company point of view, and I suppose you can't get better marketing than this.
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. The guys have put in huge work there, so I can't really take too much credit. Amy and Donna there running the show, but it's been absolutely amazing, the feedback from everybody in terms of the, you know, the jerseys and giving out the gear, and we're delighted to be involved in the event, and hopefully it can be a bit of a foundation for more stuff like this in America and other places around the world.
Certainly so. Listen, what about the football? Did you get a chance at all to watch any of it out there?
I haven't been asked as many times in my life to throw a pair of football boots on, so I'm very honoured. But no, I'd need two more hamstrings as well as a set of football boots to play, so I'll let the lads get stuck in and I'll take the back seat here.
Do you miss it, do you?
Of course I do. Yeah, I'm still involved with Vincent's in Dublin, but I suppose having kids and having a busy career, but of course, look, football's embedded in me, so I love it. So hopefully I'll be able to play a bit more this year, and we'll see how we get on with the club.
Yeah. And when you reflect back on your time with Donegal, 2017, Declan Boner's first year. Was it an enjoyable period and a period that I suppose you were very, very proud of, kicking a ball for the county?
Absolutely. I was overwhelmed with pride, to be honest with you. I have the football connection, a career connection now, and then my own family. So I got to be great friends with Marty and Stephen through O'Reilly's and working with them. And we were travelling up and down. There was 12 or 13 of us in Dublin living at the time. So going up and down the road was a joy. And to be able to play with that calibre of players was incredible. It was another exposed string to the bow, playing, be successful with Vincent's, and then being able to add some sort of value to Donegal football was so enjoyable. And it was a very proud time for myself.
What do you make of Donegal this year?
Fantastic. Very close to Brendan McColl, and Gavin Mulroney's doing fantastic there as well. So really looking forward to the summer ahead. And I think they've got everything that they need to get over the final hurdle.
You mentioned Dublin. Obviously, you are a native of Dublin. it's just not going the right way for the Dubs at the minute. There's a big transition in there, so there is.
There is, but look, things ebb and flow. You can't be successful all the time. It's Jer Brennan's main man there, club friend and close friend of mine as well, so I think he's the perfect fit there just to bring that young team on. But look, as I said, generations can ebb and flow. You can't be at the top forever, but I'd be very confident in Jer and his capabilities to get them back to the level where they deserve to be, and it'll be a very interesting couple of years ahead. There's a lot of strong teams.
Right then, who's your prediction for the All-Ireland this year?
Donegal.
Good man. You said that very, very solidly and firm, so you did. You know.
Yeah, of course. No, I'd be back in Donegal, definitely, just being close to the lads and seeing the work they're putting in, and I think they're going well at the moment, so it'll be hard-stopped.
Okay, listen, you have lots of work to do. Thanks for talking to us.
Appreciate that. Thanks for being in. Best of luck. Thank you.
Good to catch up with him again. Nathan Mullins, of course, man, played for Donegal, and he's with Riley Sports here, who are doing fantastic work this weekend. They've kitted out everybody, so they have this weekend. All the teams all got their gear from O'Reilly's, and we got gear as well. I mean, Brendan's looking a bit sharp, and Corinne and Sean. So, listen, we're going to take another quick commercial break. We'll be coming to the end of our live broadcast very, very soon from the Glen Hills School here in Philadelphia for the Gaelic football tournament, because we just had lunch there and we had a break. So all the players are way back out to continue the men's competition on the two fields that are here. And we'll have more for you after these again, Kieran. Yeah, thanks, Kieran. We're going to talk to the New York contingent in just a second. And we're going to go from New York the whole way to Kilcare, Brendan Devaney.
All the way to Kilcare. I'm here with a stalwart of the club, Jerome McShane. Jerome, you made the trip out for the Donegal Diaspora. You're enjoying the few days?
Yeah, we're enjoying the few days. It's very good. Great welcome as well by the home clubs here, and also the teams from Boston, Tyrconnell Gaels, Philadelphia here, New York. The people involved in these clubs have been involved for years and are great stalwarts. And you know what? It's a credit to them, especially away from home, to keep the thing going, keep the flag flying for Donegal people, and also for the culture of the Gaels, to keep it going. And not just the Gaelic football, but everything that's involved with being Irish away from home.
Yeah, and obviously you've held many roles at Kilcare yourself and the club. You're now organising a big meet-up yourself for the coming of together.
That's correct, Brendan. You know, I was away home a long time myself, over 20 years. But when I came back, I got involved in the club. Obviously not from a playing point of view. We'll leave that to the brothers. But just helping, you know, helping in anything at all, organising the club. But we have a big weekend coming up in the June Bank Holiday weekend now, which is Comórtas Pella na Gaeltachta, which will bring 25 teams or so from all around Ireland to the wee southwest of Donegal. And it's not just for the club, but it's also great for the canter. And, you know, all the local clubs involved in Gaeltacht will row in behind, and it's just a great event.
Yeah. And you think this diaspora, this will keep rolling on, this Donegal event? You would advise people to check one out and come and visit it if we do this again?
Definitely so, and a lot of people away from home are very interested in it, and I suppose we have people that left our shores maybe 50s, 60s and 70s, and also the new generation that left in the last not only 20 years or 30 years ago, but also in the last number of years, and they're also very interested in coming home to it. And you know, I suppose like any wee club at home, any wee rural club, you're always struggling, but any event is like the local area here in Media PA. They're delighted to get people to come to local communities, and it really brings the thing on. And just a word I'd like to say is that our own club at home are holding a fundraising draw to help with the running of the Gaeltacht, and we'd just like everybody involved, we'd just like to share the word. Yep. And maybe we'll get people to row in behind us and support it.
Yep, great chat. These are, of course, we have our own great Kilcare man back in studio there, the great Kieran Cannon.
That's right, and no better man to keep the flag flying than Kieran Cannon. And thanks for your time, Brendan.
Cheers, Joe. Appreciate it.
They're everywhere. Kilcare people are everywhere, Brendan. I'm going to talk to the New York contingent. The Donegal Association of New York are joining us. We went to look for them yesterday, and they bailed out on me. They knew I was coming looking for them, but they're here now, and I have Derv Ladorty, Evelyn McBride, Jim McLaughlin and Rosanna Gallagher with me, and all good Donegal names. Brendan, give you the mic, Rosanna, so we'll We'll begin with you.
Yes.
How's the weekend been for you guys? You made the trip here. You're staying for a few days to enjoy this experience.
Yeah.
And this brilliant event, the first ever one. It's been a huge success so far.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We came up early yesterday for the business forum, and that was really spectacular, listening to all the guest speakers. And here now today, beautiful, gorgeous day, and watching the teams is very, very good. Yeah. Amazing job for everybody.
Yeah. You're past president of the New York Association. How important is it for you guys to come and be part of this?
Well, we come up here very often to the Philadelphia Association, like Christmas, the parade sometimes. So we keep in contact with them all the time. So we like to support them.
Yeah, very good. We'll bring Jim McLaughlin in, the current vice president of the New York Association. What's your take on Gaelic football, I suppose, first of all, Jim?
Oh, yeah, very good. We're big supporters of Donegal. We're all watching the match tomorrow. And I have family coming in from, like, the Tyrconnell, Gales from London. So a couple of cousins have played for them, and a lot of family have played for Kilcar back. So it's it's a great event. Great to see them out here.
Yeah. So Kilcar is your Donegal roots, I think. Yeah.
My mother's from Kilcar. My father's from Mobile.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a good spread of the county. So
good
it is.
Spread.
Good spread. Your Gador, is that right?
Gador, yes.
Yeah, Gador. Rosanna's background's Gador, and we also have Evelyn McBride, who is with us, also a past president. Your Donegal roots come from where, Evelyn?
And Gwydor also.
Gwydor also,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So, and you're enjoying the weekend?
Having a great time. We arrived late yesterday because we couldn't come down for the earlier events, but so far we're having a ball. We had a great night at the Springfield Place. Today's wonderful. Apart from being a little cold, it's a great day, and we're really enjoying all the activities and stuff.
That would have been nice for something like this to go to New York maybe in a year or two time to move it about.
Yeah, that would be amazing, yeah, to bring all the teams and something like this to New York. Yeah.
Okay.
We definitely root for that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you, Evelyn. Good to see
you.
And our final speaker from the association is Derv Ladorty, another good Donegal name. What's your Donegal roots, Dervla?
It's Evelyn's my mom here.
Oh, Evelyn's mom.
And
oh,
my dad is John Doherty.
Oh,
his grandparents are from Gwydor as well.
How are you doing? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, sir. We'll talk to you as well. So what does it mean for you to be part of an association that has such a close tie with the county of Donegal?
It's great. I love it, especially growing up in New York, but getting to go back to Gwydor in the summers and things. It's nice to have that support over here and that culture as well. So it's good to be around everyone.
Yep. And is the Donegal community in New York just as tight as what we see here with the Philadelphia Donegal people?
It is. And between all the associations, they have a good relationship. So it's nice to visit the different ones as well.
Okay, we'll bring that in. Yeah. What's the name, sir?
Hi, John Doherty.
John Doherty. John, and you are originally from?
I'm from Brooklyn, but my grandparents are from Gwydor.
Gwydor, yeah.
They're actually from the same parish as my wife, but we met in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
My wife, that is, not my grandparents.
Yeah. What about heading back to Gwydor? Is it something that you experienced?
Yeah, we got married back in Gwydor.
Oh, very good.
And we go back every other year because...
That was only a couple of years ago, John, wasn't it?
Exactly, true.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, like last year, we went over to Ireland, to Donegal, and then we went to Scotland. And then we came back to Ireland to go to Donegal. Like Dervla said to me, we're finally back home.
Yeah.
So that's what it feels like. Even this, it feels like being at home with everybody around. But Philadelphia, Donegal is strong. This, you can feel it. It's good.
What's your take on the Gaelic football?
Oh, it's a lot better than American football. I enjoy it. It's a lot simpler, a lot more fun, and straightforward. I like it.
Okay. They didn't try to put a pair of boots on you out there, did they?
Not yet, no.
The New York boys. Listen, folks, delighted to get speaking to you. Delighted to see you here. And maybe we'll come to New York someday, will we?
Go to Mayagod.
Good man. Enjoy the rest of your day, John.
Slán leat.
All right, folks. That was Evelyn, Dervla, Jim, Rosanna, and John from the New York Association. Delighted to meet you. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Okay, we're coming to the close of the broadcast. And we'll speak to another man who holds Donegal close to his heart. And he's got a Cheer Conal Gael's top on him. And anytime you see him, he's got a camera around his neck. And he's won today as well.
Of
Brendan
course.
Tiny Vaughan. And Walter Gomai.
Tommy Gomaster. And that's all the Gaelic you have.
You have a good weekend, Tiny?
Oh, it's great, Ty. I mean, the amount of people who was there on Friday at the hotel at that diaspora thing that you were presenting. It was great to meet so many different people there. I just took the camera down and I says, I'll snap away. And which I did, and it was great.
That is.
The amount of people here that I've met today... that I've met, say, like from Boston when I played there for Galway in 1987. I mean, it's hard to believe it's 39 years since I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I came down to visit of 100 Philadelphia then. I don't think there's money in the mouth now anyway, because we did reach out, and they probably didn't want to make contact with me.
But listen, it's a good day, the football here. You're snapping away, so you are. You've had a busy couple of days. You said you're in Philadelphia. You have experienced Donegal communities in different parts of the world, obviously in London,
yes.
Stateside as yep. well. There's something very unique about a Donegal community, isn't there, wherever you go?
There's no question about it. I mean, seeing here today, Hein, it's great to see all the Donegal people coming up and speaking to you, because they probably know me through photographs in the paper or maybe talking to Highland Radio at different occasions, you know, doing charity events between Highland Radio coming to London and things like that. You know, it's great. Yeah.
That is, it's fantastic. Well, you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Well, thank you.
Behave yourself.
It's great to see Highland Radio here. So yeah.
Oh, we're having a ball. We're delighted to be here.
The CEO's very happy looking over there, too.
For a change. He's happy for a change, Brendan. Good man. We'll talk later
thank
on.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Brendan Tiny Vaughan bringing an end to our broadcast here in Philadelphia at the Gaelic Football Tournament on day two of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative. What's happening at the moment is the tournament's continuing, because after lunch they kick back into gear. They're playing football, so they are out there at the moment. I'm looking at it as it's Glasgow against the Donegal Masters. No idea what the score is, but what we'll do later on is, as the day comes to a conclusion, you can check out our social media channels, and we will have videos, and we'll be speaking to the winners, and we'll have various bits and bobs now going up over the next couple of hours. Also tonight, there is a night of entertainment back at the Springfield Country Club where we were last night, and yesterday rather, and everybody gets to let their hair down. And then tomorrow, we're heading into media, into the townhouse and the Shebeen. There's a big Donegal connection, and Tyrone connection, by the way, in there as well at that venue. So we're heading in there tomorrow morning to watch Donegal against Monaghan, which is at 11:30 Philadelphia time. And if you're not watching it, tune Highlands Way, because Pádraig Holford and Brendan Kilcoyne will have full live match commentary for you from that game tomorrow afternoon, which starts, I think it is, at 3:30 Irish time. So tune Highlands Way for the commentary. We're going to watch it here. And then we've got one other broadcast to do. It's going to be a pre-record of Brendan Devaney's DL debate, part of the show. We're going to record that after the Donegal game, and we'll be playing it out on Monday night. So that brings an end to our coverage. Many thanks again to the guys, the organising committee of this event, Kieran Porter, Connor Gibbons, John McDade, and everybody involved, with Lou Bradley here, also Cahill McHugh. And again, I'm going to start naming names, but I'm going to forget people, but the work they have put in to host this event has been absolutely outstanding. So it has. It's been hugely, hugely successful. And we might just leave the last word of this the live broadcast to Mr. Kieran Porter, who's just walked into the tent again. Kieran, we're coming to the end of our broadcast, but it's far from the end of the day here. And everybody is very complimentary about how this event has run this weekend. And there's been brilliant feedback.
Great feedback so far, Oisin. No, it's going good. Cracking game out there between Glasgow and the Masters. So
who's winning?
It's very, very close. Right. I think the Masters up by two. Okay. Yeah. So no, it's going good.
At what stage will we have champions crowned of the inaugural events?
The finals at 4 o'clock, so about 4:30. Okay. Yeah, should be good.
Sure. Listen, enjoy the rest of the day. And thanks again, Kieran, for everything. Thanks for having us here. So, Kieran, that's it. Wrapping up from Philadelphia on day two. Time to go back to the studio. Over to you guys back in Letterkenny on the mountaintop.